Welcome, friends of the realms, to another illuminating episode of Blunt and Blessed, where wisdom meets warhammers and refinement rubs shoulders with rawhide. I am Ilarion Silverbranch, your ever-curious guide through the ancient and the arcane.
And I'm Grum Skullsplitter. I hit things, sometimes they deserve it. Welcome back.
Today's topic is feasts, food, fellowship, and in some cultures, fighting over the last leg of roast boar.
If there's no blood on the table, was it even a feast?
In the Highwood Grove, we begin with a meditation over mistleaf tea before partaking in 11 courses of precisely plated flora, fungi, and moonwater-infused fruits.
You mean salad. 11 courses of salad.
It is a celebration of the bounty of the forest. Each bite a poem. Do you not appreciate culinary subtlety?
Subtlety? My uncle once cooked a wyvern haunch over an open fire while fending off two ogres. He didn't whisper sweet nothings to the mushrooms. He roared till they sizzled.
That sounds unpalatable, and yet oddly compelling.
And what's with your drinks? Moon water? Just say fancy river juice. We drink ale, fermented, strong enough to kill a pixie. Twice.
Pixies are notoriously lightweight. But fine. Perhaps there is merit in the orcish approach.
See, that's as close to a compliment as I've ever heard from a leaf sniffer.
You're evolving. I'm so proud.
All right, time for listener scrolls. This one's from, oh boy, Thronga the Unshaven.
A delightful name. It says, Dear Ilarion and Grum, how do you handle guests who bring nothing to the feast but eat like trolls?
Easy. You feed them once, then send them out back to earn the next plate. Chopping wood, wrestling dire hogs, something useful.
In elven tradition, we gently encourage reciprocity through gifting poems or scented oils as tokens of shared gratitude.
So, passive-aggressive guilt wrapped in lavender.
Precisely.
All right, I'm hungry. Enough for mist leaf.
Thank you all for joining us. May your meals be merry and your goblets ever full. Until next time.
Don't eat anything, still growling.